Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 48. Tonight, clear with a low of 30. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 56-year-old Albion resident Robert J. Dodge was arrested Monday night by Edwards County authorities on charges of possession of meth with intent to deliver, unlawful use of property, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of firearm ammunition by a felon. According to police reports, deputies Travis Roosevelt and Jonah Laws, along with Albion City Police Officer Mark Hodge and Grayville City Police Officer Shannon Trusty, executed a search warrant at 204 East Main Street, Apartment 2 in Albion. Police found a quantity of suspected methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia and firearm ammunition during the execution of the warrant. Dodge was booked in the White County Jail and held pending the setting and posting of bond. Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bawey reminds the public that charges are merely accusations, and a person is presumed innocent unless found guilty in a court of law. More news next.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. 27-year-old Wayne City resident Blake A. Powell was arrested on a charge of defrauding a drug or alcohol test yesterday morning. He was transported to the jail and held, pending the posting of $2,020 bond. 43-year-old Mount Erie resident Ronald W. Dunlap was arrested by Wayne County deputies yesterday afternoon on a charge of domestic battery. He was held in jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 21-year-old Mill Shoals resident Jace A. Waldrop was arrested yesterday morning on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of possession of meth. He was held, pending the setting of $520 bond. 38-year-old Fairfield resident Jonathan E. Swan was arrested by Fairfield police last night on a charge of driving under the influence. Police say they conducted a traffic stop after Swan failed to signal, and they detected a strong odor of alcohol. Swan tested .216 on the state breathalyzer. He was held in jail pending the posting of $120 bond. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Coleman R. Taylor was sentenced to prison yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. He pleaded guilty to counts of possession of less than 5 grams of meth and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. Judge Michael Molt sentenced him to 4 years in prison plus 1 year of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR, for the Class 3 felony meth count. He was also sentenced to 3 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, plus 1 year MSR for the Class 4 felony weapon count. He was credited with 52 days already served in jail. The sentences will be served concurrently, and they stem from Taylor's October 5th arrest by Fairfield police. A 9mm High Point semi-automatic weapon Taylor was arrested with was forfeited to the police department. Police also seized $134 at his arrest, and that will be applied to his court costs. Taylor was ordered to pay an additional $2,161 in fines and court costs. 33-year-old Sominok resident Eddie L. Morton was also sentenced yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. He pleaded guilty to a count of theft and was sentenced to 2 years conditional discharge, plus time served. A separate count and case were dismissed per his plea. Morton was also ordered to pay $234 in fines and court costs. Crawford County State's Attorney Matthew Hartrick has filed his nomination papers with the Illinois State Board of Elections for the at-large circuit judge vacancy in the 2nd Judicial Circuit. The position was previously held by Judge David Overstreet, and it covers Crawford, Edwards, Franklin, Gallatin, Hamilton, Hardin, Jefferson, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, Wayne, and White counties. Hartrick has been an attorney since 2002. He was first elected state's attorney in 2012 and was re-elected in 2016. He has also served as public defender, assistant state's attorney, and as an attorney handling civil litigation. The City of Fairfield held a public hearing yesterday at City Hall before its City Council meeting regarding the local regulation of adult-use cannabis. 14 people spoke at the hearing, with 8 supporting the sale of cannabis in Fairfield and 6 opposing it. Proponents spoke of cannabis helping rid people of opioid addiction, disease treatment, and keeping tax dollars in Fairfield. Those opposed to the sale voiced concerns of cannabis being a gateway drug, destroying families, and not being a financial plus for the city. When the official council meeting began, cannabis discussion was its first agenda item, but discussion amongst Mayor Brent McGuire and aldermen was inconclusive. The mayor stated he was against the sale, but he would do whatever the council decided. Alderman Jim Griffith asked what the expected tax revenues would be if sales were allowed, but no answer was provided. Aldermen Terry Stahl, Brett Cole, and Gary Moore indicated they were for the sale, and Alderman Ralph Barbary said he opposed it. Alderman Barbary then offered and retracted a motion to opt out of sales. After the public hearing and council discussion, the council directed City Attorney Darren Rice to draw up 3 ordinances for cannabis to prohibit sales, tax sales, and zone businesses. The ordinances will be presented and addressed at the next council meeting. In other council business, Mayor McGuire's proposal to hire a public works superintendent received little support from aldermen. Alderman Griffith suggested postponing the hiring until the next election, and Alderman Tyler Lampley questioned how the city would pay for the position. Alderman Moore said he didn't feel it was right to saddle taxpayers with another layer of administration. He said the various city department heads should be empowered to run their respective departments. With no further discussion, Mayor McGuire said they would, quote, move on and do the best we can. A 5-year sanitation contract was awarded to Sunrise Sanitation of Salem. Republic, the city's current sanitation contractor, also submitted a bid to retain the business. Representatives from both businesses appeared before the council to answer questions. The usually routine matter of approving Christmas bonuses was also handled. Alderman Moore addressed the issue of 3 part-time city employees and 20 volunteer firefighters not receiving bonuses. After much discussion, the council voted that all full-time city employees will receive a $100 bonus plus $5 for every year of service. All part-time employees, including volunteer firefighters, will receive $50. Josh Boyd was also appointed as temporary lead person at the water filtration plant, and bids were accepted for a pickup truck from the airport and a used arc welder. Mike Zerlini bid $400 for the truck, and Dan Young bid $20 for the arc welder. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will host a special event for children with sensory issues and/or autism to have time to visit with Santa on December 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For children who have sensory issues and/or autism, it's often too much to visit a busy mall or other public venues to see Santa. The hospital believes Christmas is a special time for all children, and it will provide a sensory-friendly area in the FMH Medical Arts Complex. The children will be able to visit Santa and have their photo taken for free. In addition, the hospital will have a play area for siblings of these children if necessary, and it will not interfere with the other children's time with Santa. Refreshments will also be served. Anyone who would like to schedule a child's 15-minute session with Santa should contact FMH Executive Assistant Mary Knight at 847-8243. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. When calling to set up a time, information on a child's likes and dislikes will be gathered in order to be better prepared for their Santa session. JT's Restaurant in Wayne City will hold a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be no charge for the meal, but donations will be accepted. All donations received will be used to help with holiday needs for area families. The restaurant says anyone wishing to donate a dessert, help serve, or help clean up should call ahead. Deliveries will be available as well, and anyone looking to request a delivery, make a reservation, or sign up to help should call 895-1329. JT's thanks all the generous individuals, businesses, and churches for their contributions that helped make the meal possible. The fall harvest is wrapping up, as we hear in the last weekly crop report of the season with Kim Howard.
Temperatures and rainfall were below normal this past week, with 4 days suitable for field work. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says farmers still have a little work to do in the fields.
Corn harvest reached 88% finished last week. That compares to 100% 1 year ago and 99% for the 5-year average. Illinois soybean harvest is now 95% finished compared to 99% last year and 100% normally.
91% of winter wheat acres have emerged, with 45% in good to excellent condition. Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated as 3% short, 83% adequate, and 14% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
With Black Friday later this week, the Better Business Bureau says many people will take their search for the perfect gift online in the coming days. BBB investigator Don O'Brien says some people will also opt for a gift card purchase, but he says people should do their research prior to any purchase, especially for deals that seem too good to pass up.
One thing that a lot of people don't figure in, they said, I'm just going to, if you decide, I'm going to go get a bunch of things, I'm going to go put on my credit card, that's bad or anything. But again, remember the credit cards, if you don't pay it all off at the end of that month, there are going to be, finance charges and things of that nature put on. So again, those Christmas gifts all of a sudden become a lot more expensive the longer you wait to pay them off.
O'Brien says it's important to obtain and keep receipts for all gifts in case an item needs to be returned later. He says many stores will provide gift receipts upon request, which will allow returns without showing a recipient how much the item cost. A group representing Illinois school boards has again rejected a resolution supporting teachers and other school employees carrying guns in schools. The Illinois Association of School Boards voted against the measure on Saturday during an annual convention. This is the second consecutive year the group has rejected such a proposal. A resolution would be used to support any legislation on the issue if it's filed. Discussion on arming teachers has followed multiple school shootings nationwide. Much of the support for the measure came from rural school districts that can't hire school resource officers. Other districts, including Chicago's suburbs, say it is a safety risk to arm teachers. There are over 850 school districts in Illinois. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Now is the time to visit Tubbers Guns and Firearm Repair, located at 146 Industrial Park Drive in Grayville, Illinois, right behind Dollar General. With an in-house machine shop, Tubbers can service all of the major brands and are fully licensed and insured. Tubbers stocks both new and used firearms, including handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more, with layaway available. When you think of guns, think of Tubbers, committed to supporting your Second Amendment rights. Call Tubbers at 618-302-2264. That's 618-302-2264.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 48. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 28,146, up 24. The NASDAQ is at 8,693, up 45. January crude oil is at $57.72. That is down 69 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old McLeansboro resident Betty Funkhauser died on Friday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a homemaker. Betty Funkhauser is survived by daughters Antoinette Bennett of West Frankfort and Betsy Phillips and Lenora Parker of McLeansboro, sons Jeff and Russell Farthing of McLeansboro, brother Manuel Russell of Walpole, sisters Sue Darnell of Dale, Barbara Dill of McLeansboro, Elfrida Russell of Macedonia, and Kelly Farthing of McLeansboro, 16 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Betty Funkhauser will be held at 3 o'clock p.m. on Friday at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 1 p.m. to service time. Per her wishes, cremation will be accorded and a private interment of ashes will take place at a later date. Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
WFIWFM and Ultra Products are bringing back the popular Show Us Your Rack promotion. Now through December 31st, upload pictures of you and your buck to the Show Us Your Rack page at WFIWradio.com. The first 25 photos uploaded will receive a free t-shirt from Ultra Products in Fairfield. On Friday, January 3rd, one lucky hunter will be drawn from all the entries and win a Carbon Express Pile Driver 390 crossbow valued at $400. Go to WFIWradio.com for complete details. Good luck, hunters!
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, mostly sunny skies. A high today around 48. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 30. And then for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies and a high of 42. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers are possible on Friday with a high of 45 and low of 38. Showers are likely on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 58 and low of 40. And cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 45 and a low of 32.